Well, hello, podcast family. It is Andrea Walton here at The Table I Built, and this is a bonus episode. And before I get into who I have as my special guest, as you know, The Table I Built, where we believe resilience is strategy, purpose is power, and legacy is built one decision at a time. So pull up a chair and join us today. Your seat is waiting. All right, so my special guest today is someone who shaped my life, my faith, my creativity, and my resilience. It is my mother, Yurith Lynn Walker. Now, let me tell you about my mom. She is a poet, she's an artist, she's a singer, and she is a woman of deep faith and belief. She spent most of her life in Pasadena, California, or Southern California. Where, if you run into someone in the streets of California, they're gonna tell you, my mom is funny, she's creative, she's known for her warmth, and the way she seems to carry encouragement in her pocket for anyone who needs it. And so she's the life of the party for someone who knows how to make space for others. And I love that about her. So she's the person who can make you smile, even on the days when smiling feels impossible. And beyond all of that, she's resilient. Not because of what she's been through, but because of who she's always been to me and to my sister. And today we're talking about life, strength, and reflection, and the lessons she's discovered along the way. So this conversation is about her voice, her story, and the wisdom she brings into every room she enters. Podcast family, welcome Yurith Lynn Walker.
Hello, my day.
Hello, Mom. Any words before we jump into the questions?
I'm just so excited that you actually used some of my words for some of the questions. So it's segueing already.
Okay,
So, and
shoot.
I'm excited to be here on your podcast. You are a phenomenal daughter, a phenomenal woman, phenomenal friend, and I'm so excited. I might burst. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, you can burst. You can burst. All right. So, since this is a micro podcast, we try to keep it brief, but keep everyone's attention. And recently, my mother received a breast cancer diagnosis. And so, with us recently coming out of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and just we all need to be aware of it, 365, not just for one month, we want to emphasize her journey, but also her resilience. So, I'll start with the first question, Mom. What surprised you most about yourself during this journey?
That I am strong. I mean, I already knew I was strong, but this really it's something about going through something or coming into something that you didn't know that you were going to deal with. But I found my feet 10 toes down.
Yeah.
Resilient is the word I want to use, a fighter. It was already innate. So I never had fear. And I found myself consoling other people
Yeah.
about my journey.
Wow. And what I do love too, just being on the outside and you sharing your journey, was how you didn't lose the joy in your voice. Like, I know that you and I are 3,000 miles away from each other, but even on the phone when you were sharing what you're going through, or I share with my mom the day she got home from surgery, how she didn't even sound like she just had surgery. It was like, hi, my day. She calls me day. Hi, my day. And so I just love that about you, that whatever this journey brings, you are always standing 10 toes down. I love that.
Because I always see, if I may say, I always see my life as half glass full. I never see it half empty. It's everything I've been through, everything I do is half glass full or beyond that, or overflow, right? So it's easy for me, and even in spite of going through something difficult or that seems difficult, I manage to still be me. I don't let it suffocate me or change me. I just say, okay, well, let's go.
Right. That's right. I love that. All right. So, next question is, when you think back on your diagnosis, surgery, recovery, and where you are currently, because I know we still have some things to do, what is giving you the strength to keep going?
Because I have love for life. I have love for family. I have love for God. And more importantly, I have, well, not more important than God, but I have love for myself, and all the creative things that I enjoy and do. And the fact that I get to, on a daily basis, encourage others. I get to celebrate my life and tell somebody else, hey, you can make it. You're going to be okay, whatever the situation is. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
That's good. And our final question is, what do you want women to know? As I shared previously, our audience is mostly women and mostly women that are in the workplace. What do you want women to know about taking care of themselves physically, emotionally, spiritually? We can put ourselves on the back burner, put the kids first, husband, job, but especially when life forces us to slow down. So what do you want them to know?
Well, first of all, who knew? I didn't know it was anything called hormonal cancer. So that comes from all of our hormones flipping and doing jumping jacks or whatever the hormones do and deciding to become cancerous. There's no cancer in my family up until this point. So what I would want people to know is always, I'm a proactive person about my body, at least that. So I would want you to always check your body, even though you have a family, even though you're a wife and you're busy and you have a career and that you're launching out into the deep, into many, many things. Take time to manage your body. Take time to feel around your breast, your chest, just your body in general. And if you were to feel anything that doesn't feel quite right, and that you feel like, oh my God, I don't know what that is, don't ignore it. Go right away as soon as you can and get it checked out. It could be nothing, but it could be something. And who knew that hormonal cancer is a thing? And so, like I said, I never had cancer in my family, and here I come with something called hormonal cancer. It's a real thing. Look it up. But be diligent about you.
Amen. I love that. Well, Mom, thank you for sharing your heart, your strength, and your wisdom with us today. I get it on a regular basis, but thank you for sharing it with the audience. Your story reminds us that healing is holy work and that resilience doesn't just show up in big moments, it shows up in everyday courage, so for us to keep going. So, to everyone that's listening, please take care of yourselves. As my mom said, listen to your bodies, take care of your bodies. And give yourself the grace to slow down when you need to. And remember, resilience is strategy, purpose is power, and legacy is built one decision at a time. Thank you for pulling up a chair to the table I built. I'll see you in the next episode.
And thank you for having me.